This is the Florence Woman's Club, built in the 1920s. Women played a major role in turning Florence into something more than just another wild mining town. It wasn't easy at first. Estella Kentfield Colton moved to Florence from California in 1887. In her memoir, she recounts comments made by a train conductor when he learned she was moving to Arizona.
"Why, it is no place for women and children. Only strong men can endure the summer heat there. The water is not fit to drink. Everybody has to drink whiskey. Just make your husband a short visit and go right back to California."
Fortunately, she did not heed his advice. Women like Kentfield Colton kept arriving, and they set about pushing for change. They formed the Florence Village Improvement Club, and together they worked to improve sanitation, build a public library, erect street signs, get the town incorporated, and construct this building. The walk to the next numbered stop is a bit long, but there sure are some interesting things to see. Face the Woman's Club and turn right. Walk one block down Willow to 12th Street. Along the way, you'll pass several early 20th century bungalows, including, at 171 Willow, the former house of Emma Guild, often called Arizona's Mother of Education. Guild was an important 19th century educator and the first principal of Florence's school.